Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. And you just give me your most entertaining, interesting, or most compelling story of the day. He gets into the wrong car when leaving the store, and his sports team's records he'd rather ignore. Okay. That's right. Producer Eddie, everybody, what do you got for us today?
Guys, this is awesome. A North Carolina archaeologist team found a 930-year-old Native American canoe in a lake last week. So that's the headline. This is the problem I have, though. When you read the rest of the story, I'm like, wow, that's so cool. It's an old canoe, 930 years old. And then you scroll down, it says 2 years ago, these teenagers were swimming in the lake and they found it. Well, then they called the authorities and the archaeologists dug it up.
Sure.
So the headline should be these two teenagers found this old canoe.
That's true. Two teens find haunted, buried Native American canoe. That's what I'd say if I was writing that story.
Yeah, man. You got to scroll to the very bottom to see that these two teenagers are the ones that really found it.
And how old is that thing?
930 years old. Which I thought was really interesting because I just went to the Tennessee State Museum and saw a real canoe from like that old. And I was like, that's crazy. And then I read the story.
What's the shape of it? Obviously, it's a canoe shape, but is there anything like...
It's very long and narrow. So it's almost just like... I mean, these things were almost like... 40 feet long.
What's it made out of? Because we need to start making canoes out of that again.
Well, wood, though.
Wooden
like
canoe.
Like tree.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it didn't rot after however many years. I mean, we build stuff now and it breaks in a week.
Probably was, since it was buried, it probably was preserved able to be preserved in a way. Otherwise, I'm assuming they just cut it out of a trunk of a tree.
I mean, honestly, it looks like an old tree.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a real canoe.
I wonder how those kids even knew it would be that old.
Well, they didn't. They thought it was a tree trunk, and they just dug it out, and they kept lifting and lifting and lifting until finally the authorities said, step away. We got this.
Yeah, it does look really thin like a log.
Yeah, they thought it was a tree at first.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Eddie. Let's go over. He likes to smell his socks. He's learning to invest in stocks, and he once harassed Luke Combs for a pair of Crocs. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Listen up, ladies. You want your marriage to last? Always put your husband first. These two women wrote a dating book back in the 90s. It was a bestseller. They are back with updated rules. They said your husband needs to be top priority in your marriage. When your husband says something stupid, say nothing back. Two wrongs don't make a right.
This is the 90s, not the 50s?
No, this was in the 90s, but these are their updated rules now.
Yeah.
Also, like when you come home from work, if you're like a VP or a CEO, you got to take that hat off and you got to become wife. You need to cook and put dinner on the table and then ask your husband if he'd like to help you clean up. And just like dating, It's not 100% equal. So marriage isn't either. You must both agree your husband is the decision maker and you are his key supportive team member, even if you make more money. Boom.
So this isn't even the 90s version. This is their updated
version. This is their updated version.
What?
These two women, they wrote a book.
Yeah, we heard all that part. We're just confused as to why they would say such, I don't know, ignorant things.
They don't think it's ignorant. They are dating experts, marriage experts.
What makes them an expert, though?
I don't know.
That they wrote a book in the 90s?
They wrote a book in the 90s, and it was a bestseller, and people loved it, and this is their new updated one. So, women, if you're out there and you're listening, make your husband the top priority. They're the decision maker. You're their supportive team member.
I have no problem with that first part, as long as the other part also made her his top priority, right? Yeah. So that's equal. That's fine by me, as long as the other happened as well. But it's the, you're just the team leader, not the captain. Mm. That feels a little weird. I think you can be the team leader in some aspects, and he's the captain in some, and then she can be the team leader. And then I just think what I've learned in my very limited time being married, it's not equal. But it's unequal in different parts and in different ways.
Right, and that's what they're saying. Then they're saying that. They said dating's not equal. The guy has to pursue the girl. The guy has to propose. So now that you're married, same thing. It's not equal. The guy is the leader, and you're just his key member that supports him.
Why do you keep putting your hands together like you're praying?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Like, my favorite part is, and then you ask your husband if he wants to clean up.
Well, the answer is going to be no most nights.
Yeah.
If you have
like
to
you're
ask.
Supposed to cook and put dinner on the table and then ask him nicely if he'd like to help clean up.
Okay. She started to put snail oil on her face, and her dogs have been eating everything at her place. Here it is, Amy, everybody. Yeah.
A new study claims that makeup brushes could be dirtier than your toilet. So this is a PSA to women to wash their makeup brushes. Most women are not washing them enough at all. They should be cleaned every 2 weeks. And I go months sometimes. So I'm not proud of myself.
Yeah, I don't have makeup brushes, so I don't understand what the protocol is.
Well, dead skin cells are on there, oil, bacteria, all of it can turn
You don't throw them away? They're not disposable?
No, you can. I have brush cleaner. You can use like a dish soap or something like that, or baby soap. Just try to put in the effort to clean it and take this as a reminder.
All right, thank you.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's competitive to his core, and that's why he works out till he's sore. Bobby Bones. Oh.
Thank you very much. Hey, you know, I just feel bad for this guy. A man spends 21 hours on his knees in front of his ex-girlfriend's workplace trying to get her back. Buddy,
awesome.
If you have to do this, if you even have to do this, you're not going to get her back. You don't want her back. You either screwed up so bad that you don't deserve to have her back, or two, she just ain't that into you. And three, she's never going to fully be back, even if she comes back for a second. If you're spending 21 hours out there begging. So this guy, he spends 21 hours kneeling outside of her work. It was an extreme attempt. He stayed on his knees till 10 a.m. the next day, did the whole night through.
Oh, no.
Dude, that's crazy.
Cold, rain, passersby. At first, nobody paid attention, but there were roses next to him.
Oh.
A crowd then formed around him.
Oh.
It still is unclear. He had to, like, cheat on her or something.
Yeah, something
his name's not in the story, right?
Mm-mm.
Good. Then he can maybe find a chick later.
Maybe.
There's hope.
But he had to cheat on her. He had to do something so bad that this is happening.
Or he just loves her so
much. Or she just broke up with him because she didn't want to be with him, and he's just so desperate.
There you go.
I mean, oh, man.
I don't think that constitutes a 21-hour on your knees in front of the workplace. That's just you getting sad. I don't think you go and beg. I think you go and beg like that if you've done something wrong. Like, please take me back.
Dude, and that hurts, too. Like, I remember at church, I would get on my knees, and, like, within 30 seconds, I didn't want to sit back down.
Yeah. Did he have knee pads?
Didn't say anything about knee pads.
Oh.
That's the story I brought this morning. Okay, let's get started. Glad everybody's here today. Let's open the mailbag.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. Hello, Bobby Bones. My 83-year-old dad is in a romance. A romance scam. This started about 2 months ago after my mom died. She has convinced my dad that she is in love with him and that they're going to get married. He sends her money. He won't believe anybody when we tell him that he's being scammed. How would you convince your father that he is being scammed? Signed, stressed daughter in Louisiana. I can't believe he sends her money.
Gosh, yeah.
I hate this.
You can play this for him. Hey, Dad. If you're sending somebody money online that you have never met, it's a scam. Take it from somebody who's been catfished a couple of times back in the day. One time, it was by somebody who, I didn't send him any money, but a lot of people were sending him money because they thought it was a girl. I thought it was a girl, though. I'm not going to lie. I did think it was a girl. It sounded like a girl. Well, it's like a drunk girl, but it sounded like a girl. She's like, I'm telling you, I hope your daughter plays this for you. I don't know you, so I feel like I'm not going to have any bias in the situation. You don't know me. All good. But if you've never met her and she's asking you to send her money, or she won't get on FaceTime or Zoom or some video with you and say, yeah, this is me, and kind of recall some of the conversations you've had, it's a scam. I'm very sorry that your wife died. Sounds like you guys were together for a long time. That part is really cool and really sad that she passed away. And I understand whenever you're really sad, you look for something to fill those gaps and those voids. But just take it from me, this is not good or healthy or probably not true. And I know it's probably embarrassing to hear that, but I've been embarrassed a couple times too. It sucks, but you're just glad that you know when you know. Heck, keep talking to her. Don't send her any more money. No more money. You want to have a relationship? No more money. Sorry that's happening. You'll be better off. Your daughter loves you as well. Okay. I don't know what else I can do, because there's no way, if they're trying to convince him already, then the people that he loves and trusts has already, you can show them news, but I'm sure they've done all that stuff.
Yeah, I would just say, like, yeah, once the money stops coming, you can see where the relationship goes. And then exactly. Also, like, don't fault yourself because you're a trustworthy person and you want to believe the best in people. And sometimes you get scammed.
Says somebody. She's been scammed a different way. Not that way, but different ways.
It happens.
Yeah, good luck. I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that his wife died. I hate to hear that your mom died. But
yeah, and you want that money to go to your daughter.
No more money. No more money.
Later.
She paid you back at all? This mystery girlfriend? No, of course not. Mm-mm. All right, there you go. Sorry that happened. That's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
On the phone right now is Tammy, who lives in Minnesota. Tammy, welcome to the show. What's going on with you?
Not a whole lot. I'm just calling in to say good morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you for the Sam Hunt Flyaway Sweepstakes. I won the trip.
Wow. We love to hear from people who win, because most times we don't, and we know we give them away. But so wait, how did it happen? Did you put your name in on the website, just bobbybones.com?
Yes, I registered online at bobbybones.com. So I had one entry there, and then I got an extra entry for liking you on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Hmm. And then right after I did it, I texted my good friend in Grand Forks, North Dakota, who avid listens to you. Shout out to Dawn. And said, hey, did you register for Sam Hunt? And she's like, yeah, I did. So I called her on Monday and said, remember when I asked if you registered? And she's like, did you win? And I'm like, I did. I couldn't believe it.
That's crazy. Exciting. That's great. I can't believe it either.
Oh, that's awesome.
Most of the people that win this don't call us and be like, hey, thanks. Because we don't ever talk to the people who win unless they call us. And we didn't call you, right, Tammy? You literally dialed the request line or whatever our line is to get in here.
I literally called you. I tried to call you like 19 times yesterday. and it was busy every time. And I was literally sitting in the parking lot at work this morning. And I'm like, I'm just going to try. Mm-hmm. And it rang and Abby answered.
So I would have felt like it was a scam. If somebody calls me and goes, you won something, I would have felt like, all right, this is one of those scam alert. Did you feel like that at all?
Yeah. You know, I actually did. I tried to call the name on the email that I got and nobody answered because I was filling out the form and I got to the point where they wanted my social. And I'm like, ooh, not comfortable with that. So I emailed her. And asked the question, and within 5 minutes, she called me back and said, no, Tammy, I'm for real. You really did win as soon as you accept this.
So, why do they need your social?
Yeah.
Weird.
It's for reporting purposes because the trip has a value.
Oh.
Hey, sure it does. Scam alert. No, I have no idea. I'm sure it was legitimate. Hey, so when you go, what did you win?
Round trip airfare, 2 nights at Resorts World, concert tickets, and backstage passes.
Dang!
That's awesome. Come on.
Man, that's a concert I was supposed to go to.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. And Tammy's going. Tammy, were you taking the friend that you told to also jump in?
No, I'm taking my husband.
Okay.
Wait. Well, that's good. Oh, that's fair. She said she called her friend.
Oh, no. She's like, hey, did you win? No, I did.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And what town do you live in Minnesota?
Minneapolis.
Well, I'm so pumped for you. Thank you for listening. You may see Ray out there. Ray's going to be out there too.
Yeah!
Well, congratulations, Tammy. I hope it's an awesome trip. Yeah. Call us afterward and let us know how it went.
Oh, I absolutely will. Thank you guys too. So I couldn't have done it without you.
And Tammy, if you see Ray backstage, make sure he's, you know, chill, behaving, calm.
Yeah, you have our permission to do basically a citizen's arrest on Ray.
Mm-hmm.
That if he's out of control, because I'm going to get him back there to hang out with Sam as well. And if he's out of control, you go up to him and say, Ray, it's me, Tammy. I was told to keep you under control. You're embarrassing yourself. Okay.
Well, I will certainly do that because I already thought I was going to scope out his outfit since he said he's going to wear Sam's tennis shoes and all that stuff. So,
all right. Take care of our Ray, okay? All right. Congratulations, Tammy. Have a good trip.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Carter Jensen is 17 years old. He lives in Wichita, Kansas, and he's been wanting to buy a truck. And so he's like, you know what? I'm going to get a job. So he got a job at When Pigs Fly Barbecue in Wichita. He said, I'm going to work for a couple months, save my money, and get a truck. Well, he found one on Facebook, $2,000. He pays the guy cash, gets the truck. 15 miles down the road, the truck dies. He's like, oh, no. So he goes back to work, tells his fellow coworkers and the boss. And the boss says, you know what? I'm going to help you out. The guy's name is Brian. He's the boss. He says, I'm going to put it on the restaurant's Facebook page. I'm just seeing social media, see what we can do. It got shared over 7,000 times. The community got together and said, you know what? We're going to get this guy a new truck. So they donated money. And here's Carter talking about it.
You know, there's a couple things wrong with it, but I was like, I don't even care. It's so cool. Everyone was there to help me. And they wanted to see me succeed, and it was really just awesome.
So with that money, Carter got himself a new car.
So when the guy load up on Facebook, like his truck, like he needs to get to work, like
yeah,
breaking down all
the
time.
He said, Carter's one of my best employees. Here's the story, is what happened. Can we collect some money to get him a new car?
That's all it took.
That's it, man.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's really cool.
My Bronco could use a little work.
Okay, Buzz. Come
Ultimate.
On.
Yeah. Come on.
Hey, let me see what I can do. I'll put it on my Instagram.
That is a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Last week, Lunchbox told us he again called 911. It's his favorite thing to do. And sometimes we're like, you don't need to call 911 for that. This time, though, we felt like what you did and why you did it, like it made sense. So tell the listeners what you did.
So I was leaving a soccer game and there was a white truck in front of me and it was swerving all over the road, leaving the roadway. And I was like, okay, this is obviously a drunk driver. So I called 911 to report the drunk driver, thinking, okay, the police will come and woo, woo, pop him, pull him over, cuff him, stuff him, because definitely going to the drunk tank.
And then you followed him a little bit.
I did follow.
Okay, so
I may have gone the opposite direction where my house was, but
he's also changed his story a couple times where he said he may have passed an exit, but now he's turned around and he's following
him
completely.
Right, right, right. I mean, they may have been going left, and so I went left with them, and then they took an exit, yes.
So when you call 911, that's available for anybody to get. So we have Lunchbox's call to 911 so we can hear it. It's about a minute long, and then Lunchbox has a few things to say afterward, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Saturday, April 8th, the time is 9:47 p.m.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I'm driving, and this white truck in front of me is all over the road. I mean, swerving left, right, and I guess not swerving, more drifting lane to lane. We're about to take exit 3, mm-hmm. and we're going to go to the left, so we're going to...
Oh, wait. Are you following him? I don't think you should follow him.
No. Well, I'm not following. This is the way I go home. It's just the same way, and he just happens to be taking the same exit. And we're going to be doing the loop-de-loop.
Sir,
going.
Don't follow him. If you can, just maybe try to get the license plate.
Yeah, I mean, oh man, he's just like this, the red lights. He's stopping at the red lights, but right off the, like when he hits, starts up, he starts swerving over the lane right away. Like it's just like, oh my gosh.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Don't follow him, and if you can you like get off of the highway now and.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the way I'm going home. Like, this is my way to my house. He just happens to be going the same way.
Okay, I'll let the officers know. All right. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Bye.
Did you ever give the license plate?
No, because I couldn't get close enough to get the license plate.
And you were lying, though.
Yeah, well, a little bit. But
But you were lying. You weren't going the direction you
were. You're right.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
But here's my thing. I felt like she was just annoyed with me the whole time. I felt like she was just like...
I think she didn't want you to follow him because it could have ended bad for you. Let's say he sees you following him, turns around with a gun and starts to shoot at you, crashes into you. You crash trying to follow him.
And I think she caught you in the lie, too. So she's like, not falling for that.
And also, you couldn't give her the license plate, so you really couldn't help her at all.
No, but I told her, okay, we're exit three, doing the loop-de-loo, and it's a white truck. I mean, I explained...
You did say loop-de-loo.
Loop-de-loo.
Yeah. What a loop-de-loo is for people that don't know is when you exit and you circle back.
Loop-de-loo, yeah.
Yeah, you instead of hitting a stoplight, you go underneath the bridge and come back around. Oh. It avoids the stoplight. It's called a loop-de-loo. Don't know if that's the technical term, but that's what I call it. And I just, like, her tone of voice to me was like, she was annoyed that I called. Like, I'm not supposed to call 911 for that. I don't know, but she didn't seem very like oh, thanks for calling.
You really couldn't give her anything, I think, is her frustration. You couldn't get her the license plate, and you wouldn't stop following him.
I was keeping a safe distance.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't feel like she was annoyed, though, do you?
No,
I just feel like she could do nothing about it. You didn't give her enough information to do anything.
Yeah, I feel like she was doing her job, but also it's her job to keep other people safe involved. So she was probably just, that's what he's picking up. The vibe from her is like, sir,
But like when I'm on...
Stop doing
this. Like when I watch TV, like when I watch those Dateline ones, right? They're like, stay on the phone, don't hang up until an officer arrives. This one, she's like, all right, thanks. And I'm like,
is that always, is that for a drunk driver though?
I don't know.
I think that's like if you're in a closet hiding from burglar, like try to stay on the line.
That makes
intruder.
Yeah.
Like try to stay on so we can save your life because someone's in your house that might kill you. Yeah.
I'm just saying, when I watch TV and they always say, don't hang up. And then she's like, okay, thanks for calling. She's already ready to get off the phone and be like, she's got something, an appointment to be at or something. Like,
maybe she did.
Maybe she had another call.
Eddie, what did you hear there?
I mean, I think that you're right. He had no information for her and she got all the information she could possibly get from Lunchbox. And then it's almost like his prank calls where he just doesn't stop talking.
He starts stammering a lot.
Right. And so she's just like, wrap it up. She's got to send the cops out there, one. And two, she probably has, like, her phone lines are probably ringing for more calls.
Probably somebody in a closet. And she's like, stay on the phone. I got this idiot who's chasing a car.
Yeah. Not chasing. Uh-huh. Not chasing.
Following.
You have no reason to be upset about the call.
Yeah.
After hearing it back. I would be a little more succinct. I would be a little more descriptive.
But whenever the guy was swerving, it would make me, I would get like, I would like vision, like just as you're watching it live, you can't not react. So it's like, I'm in mid conversation. When something happens, you don't know how to describe it because it freaks you out.
It probably freaks you out extra if you have your kids in the car.
Yeah, it probably does.
Did you have your kids in the car? Did you tell us that?
Yeah, I did.
He did? Oh, uh-huh. No.
Yeah, but I told you I was maintaining a
Daddy.
Safe distance.
Why are you chasing the car?
No, they did. They asked me, Dad, why are you calling the police? I was like, oh, you know, they might be sick. They might need a doctor. I don't know.
Sounds like a lot of lying going on. Okay, you have no reason to be upset.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All good. You made a good call, though. What I would say next time is be a little more prepared and try not to be so reactional to what's happening so you can describe to her what's happening.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. And so next time I should have spikes is what you're saying. Be more prepared.
Spikes?
What do you do? Run ahead of them?
Yeah.
Throw them out there?
Okay.
No, not at all. This teacher was fired in Texas because she had a fight club in her class.
What?
Now, I will say this. Two things. Bad. Teacher bad. You can't do this. But two, she did outline rules. And it wasn't just
fight club.
Yeah. Oh, there were rules. Okay,
it wasn't
good.
Just wild. Everybody go to town, bite, pinch, you know?
Was the number one rule, don't talk about fight club?
If it wasn't said, it probably should have been implied.
Okay.
So there was an investigation. Here's what they wrote back. Our investigation revealed that this teacher encouraged students to fight each other during class, outlined rules for the students to follow, and even instructed a student to monitor the classroom door while the fights took place.
Dang.
You know, it's too many kids that one of them's not going to tell on you. First of all, don't do this. I want to say that we all think this is terrible. You're an idiot. You should not be teaching. You should not be influencing anybody that's young and impressionable. Now that that's stated, you think one of those kids aren't going to tell somebody it's going to tell somebody?
Right. Well,
you got too many people in there.
And maybe not even to get him in trouble, just like, ew, today was awesome. We had Fight Club.
Well, one of the students videoed it and then showed her mom.
Oh.
And the mom was so...
Of course, there's always a snitch. I mean, a good, there's always a good person.
Yeah, the mom was so disturbed by it. Like, apparently the footage was like, the mom thought, this cannot be real. This has got to be, like, set up a prank, fake. And it, no, it was very real.
It was crazy. The teacher was going to get the students out of other classes, like, signing them out. Like, hey, I need to have a conference with them or whatever. And would bring them into the class to fight.
So they would never, be in the middle. Like, dawned on anybody, all these kids walking out with black eyes in this one teacher's class.
Right.
Busted lips, black eyes, that something was up. Dang. And I wonder what this teacher... Because it's a she.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a she. Yes.
That's crazy.
I wonder what this teacher, like, what was her reasoning and thought process? What was she getting out of it? Did she think she was teaching a lesson? Mm. Whatever it was wrong and stupid. But I just wonder, why did she do it? And if she went, well, just for my own entertainment, I would go, okay, you're an idiot. You can't do that. But maybe she was trying to...
teach them something?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, like, Lunchbox loves watching those fights on, like, video. Like, he goes out searching for those knockout videos.
Like at schools and stuff?
Uh-huh, schools.
Kids? Yeah.
Eddie, I'm like, I'm Googling kid fighting. No, I Google fights, and if there are fights, I mean, I watch them.
Even if they're kids.
Yeah, I mean, if people post videos and they come up in the, what are they called, the logarithm?
Algorithm, but I'm saying if you're searching for it in your logarithm,
I just type in fights. Yeah. Or brutal fights.
So they're going to keep... Oh, brutal.
Yeah, he loved it, man.
Yeah, like when people get knocked out, it's
brutal
great.
Fights with minors?
No, I didn't say that. Oh. See, Eddie painted me in this picture like I'm Googling kids. Not, don't put me in that ballpark.
I just hear him over there going, ooh, Eddie, look at this one. I look over and it's just like two kids fighting by the bus stop. I'm like, what are you doing?
I mean, it's in the news story, man. Can't help it.
Like, okay, maybe she was just trying to find a way. Some of these kids were going to fight anyway. So she's like, hey, let's do it in a controlled environment.
Yeah, and she had rules. No screaming and no hair pulling.
Could you bite, though? Because I said no biting. I would think that would be a first rule.
I don't know about that. I'll go check the rules.
Lunch has been watching this. He's a subscriber to the feed. There's another story. Researchers are developing AI that can detect whether a person has a cold or not, or is sick or not. Even what's up?
We need that. We need that here.
Well, for a different reason. So here's what's up. They can tell by the sound of your voice, inflections, and tone. And then they say employers can know when somebody's faking it.
Oh, wow.
So if they call in sick. So the research aims to identify illness over the phone for doctors to help prevent spread and know what it is. However, it'll also be able to be used by your boss who's like, yeah, I don't think you're sick. Why is Margaritaville playing in the background, the music?
They're at a bar.
That's from the Institute of Technology Research in India. And so what I'd like for you guys to do now, call in sick. Ready, Lunchbox?
Yeah. Hello. Hey, Bobby. Got something in my throat, man. I'm not feeling too good. Don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
Why are you whispering?
That sounds...
And when do you ever call me Bobby? Like, we never call each other by... Because we're together all the time?
Yeah, but...
Go ahead.
I mean, that's when you're talking to, you know... Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I got a fever, dude. I just don't think I'm going to make it.
I feel like if someone's going that hard... It's fake.
No, come on.
Because if I call in
sick... And you always get in the bathroom and sit on the toilet to do it. So that,
what?
Yeah.
But you don't have to sit on the toilet. You can literally just stand in the room.
No. You sit down.
Do you pull your pants down?
No, you don't have to pull your pants down.
Get in
you
character.
You can have the lid down, but you got to have the echo of the
you
bathroom.
You flush it during it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, Eddie, give me yours.
Oh, you got it.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Bones? God, dude, I feel terrible, man.
That's disgusting.
Why? Dude, I'm not going to come in today. I don't think. I'm not good. Oh, you know what? Let me just come in. I'll come in.
Oh, that's a good twist.
Yeah. I thought about that.
That was real fake. And then you twisted it.
Hey, man, I'll just come in. Don't worry about it. I'll be fine.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
It's a little over the top with the coffin and the hack and stuff up, but... Interesting strategy of I'll just come in.
Yeah.
You know Bobby's going to be like, no.
Exactly.
I like that. Amy.
Don't even.
Let me hear yours. I'm going to answer. Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Mm. Oh, what are you doing right now?
This is a normal day.
Wait. Amy sounds like she's doing something else.
Amy?
No.
Oh. Okay, start over. Here we go.
Hold on. I'll have to get into. Okay.
And hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, I'm not feeling good today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I shouldn't get out of bed. I don't know. I don't want to get anybody else sick. I don't feel good.
No, that you're so
hers
lying.
Is bizarre.
Yeah, it's terrible. You're, I mean, Amy, just do your normal.
But you had. Yeah.
That is my normal.
No, you're normal.
Okay, what? I don't do that.
Oh.
What? I don't know I'm going to cry when I get to work. I just cry when I get here.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
I would say this is mine. Eddie, answer the phone.
All right.
Hello.
If I have to ever, and I don't really, but it's different. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm feeling terrible. I just don't think I should come in today. You don't even want to hear all the details, but it ain't good. So I don't want to come in and get everybody else sick. I'll just check with you tomorrow.
So, Alexis, what I just
you
said.
Sound normal, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know how you're not lying? Because you're not putting all the extra in.
Oh.
If you need to drop it down 5%, that's okay. But if you guys are going, you're way over, because you can actually sound okay for 30 seconds.
I don't know. You sounded completely normal. I'd be like, dude, you sound good. Just come on in.
You would not do that. Hey, Scuba Steve, you're the one that has to fill these calls.
Yeah.
Whenever people are coughing and hacking stuff up, do you feel like that's legitimate?
I usually don't because I think they're putting it on. But most of these people here, and I won't name names, they don't even want to speak. They'll just send you a text message.
Mm. Me.
I feel like it's easier to be like, hey. But I believe Lunchbox because he's always around germs. He's always a really sick, dirty person. Yeah.
He gets
sick.
All of us sick.
But, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You know I'm sick when I say I'm sick. Because
it's a day that ends in Y.
Yeah.
Well, you can. No, it's like.
I get it.
It's the perfect stuff. Like, it actually, he has the proof because then someone else ends up sick.
So he's like, I told you.
That's true.
Look, now Eddie's got COVID. Usually, I told you I was sick.
It's usually me.
Here's a voicemail from Kendra, who lives in Washington.
I was wondering if Eddie was able to translate his song. I hear it all the time, you know, side note, because he wins all the games. But I hear the song, and I know it's his uncle, but can he translate it for us just to know what it says? I would think it'd be interesting to hear it in English. All right, love you guys.
Here's Eddie's win song. So here we go. We're dancing.
That's the music.
Here we go.
Oh, boy. I don't know. He's talking really fast. But I think what he's saying, in a nutshell, is they were all dancing to an old tune, and then that's where we're at.
No, but you can tell us the rest of it.
Oh, I don't even know the rest. What does he say? And then we're all dancing the thou, thou, thou. Because thou, 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 thou.
Oh, it's a dance.
It's a dance. So basically, he's just saying, like, everyone's dancing to the thou, thou. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Hey, Mike. Let's ask Mike D, who...
That's fast, Mike.
A little more. Mike, what's he saying?
Dancing to the rhythm, el tao tao.
There you go.
So Eddie's mostly right. He just didn't know. Yeah.
That's my Spanish, too, because like I grew up where my parents spoke to me in Spanish, and I spoke to them in English. So that's just me. Like, I'm just like, I understand what you're saying, but I don't really know how to say that.
Mikey, what about you? Did you talk and listen?
Yeah, I didn't learn English until I was probably three.
I didn't learn English until I was three. I barely know it now. All right, thank you. Let's do Nicole from Virginia.
Hi, I have a morning corny for Amy. What do you call two friends who like to eat together? Taste buds. Okay, love you guys. Love the show.
Love
she
it.
Committed to that. She mm-hmm. laughed at the end by herself alone, even though she knew the punch. See, I like that.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Do you love new car smell?
You know, I'm okay with it. I don't know that that's one of the top 30 smells that I would list. I know it's cool to go like new car smell.
I love it.
And they have the little hangy air fresheners that are new car smell.
Yeah, that's weird.
But I always feel like new car smell means they're a chemical, like cleaning chemicals or something. I love the smell of gas. But I always felt like new car smell was like, we couldn't replicate it because our cars were never as clean. So it must have been chemicals in the air or... I don't know. It's weird. I know.
Okay. Well, I bring it up because of the chemicals.
Oh.
Because a study out of Harvard said that the new car smell that a lot of people love may cause cancer.
Oh, I didn't know any of that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What doesn't cause cancer, though?
That's right. True.
At this Everything. Point. Yes.
So they say that it's worse in the first 6 months. So, you know, if you don't want to hold your breath while you're driving, these are things you can do to help.
No, don't hold your breath while driving. You will kill other people. You'll pass out. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Keep your car well ventilated. You can crack your windows as much as possible to let the fresh air in. And when you're using AC, turn the air recirculation button off, which... I guess because you don't want to circulate the old air back into the car.
There's never been a better ad for a used car than this right
here. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know. Try to park in the shade because the heat will make the chemicals.
How about they just stop doing this? Whatever the new car thing is, mm-hmm. What if they just stop that?
Yeah, that would be a great idea.
Shouldn't that be the story?
So like all the new parts, just like wine, age it a little bit?
Yeah, put them in like a barrel.
Yeah, so it's formaldehyde and... acetaldehyde.
Got it.
Oh. Yeah.
Those two carcinogens are what are in the car. Also, keep your car clean because chemicals can stick to dust. Who knew?
Yeah, I'm thinking they don't have to use this stuff. This formaldehyde or this whatever other word she tried to say. Mm-hmm.
Formaldehyde, isn't that what they use to kill people?
Embalm. No, not to kill people.
Embalm.
Yeah, Eddie, I mean, you probably could if you made somebody drink formaldehyde, but yeah. No, that's used to, like, save.
Oh, gotcha.
Probably what a car is, yeah.
Yeah, so, hey, buy a used car.
Yeah, and everybody making new cars, probably this is something we should move on because I don't think it makes or break the car.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's no more formaldehyde. That's what I say. What else?
Okay, this is for Eddie and Lunchbox because they still don't save any of their money whatsoever.
Like for retirement.
And
sure. They look forward to retirement, yet they are saving none toward it.
Yes, I think we should all try to do something for our retirement, but Eddie and Lunchbox, they want it, but they don't do anything for it. And Susie Orman was talking about how there are simple things you can do, like direct deposit your money into your savings account every paycheck, like whatever that chunk is you're going to take out.
I would never do that.
No, no.
Yeah, what?
Oh, that's what most experts say.
Well, experts can kiss it because I ain't putting all my money in a savings account.
No, not all.
It goes into the checking account and then I don't know what happened to it.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'll be honest. I used to know everything that happened to it, but I don't know anymore.
It's not all. It's whatever you want to save. You can have a predetermined. Maybe it's $50.
Okay, so you're saying you can direct deposit your check in two different ways?
Yes.
So you guys could go, like, I mean, $50 out of your check to automatically go into a savings account so you never... I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, who does that?
Well, for example, Bobby...
Susie Orman.
In a way, you're doing that with your 401k because it automatically goes into that and you don't see it, and then you're not taxed on it either.
How about these knuckleheads just take up some 401k?
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Yeah,
not every company offers it.
Also, right. I just said that. I have no idea. I don't think you're taxed on it. It just came out of my mouth.
Yeah, you're not.
It's not affected.
Okay, phew. I was like, I don't know where that came from. You also have to, like, hey, make a list of what are the extra things that you're spending money on.
They have tons. They could save so much. Mm-hmm. And I don't want people to be like, don't tell these guys they need to save money if they don't have any. He's got four kids. Lunchbox throws $100 at the lottery every 2 weeks. Eddie's gambling his life away.
$40 a month.
That's true. That ain't that much.
It's not that much, but that's my advice.
$10 a week.
Yeah.
He's doing 50 on lottery.
Exactly.
All right, go ahead.
And then Eddie has been a good example of this because if you've got debt, you should start to do what you can to slowly pay that off.
We do not give you enough credit for that. We make fun of you for retirement. Is that you had how much in debt a few years ago?
$40,000 since like 2005.
Okay, and you...
Oh, gosh, that sounds crazy.
You and your wife just started cutting back and saving.
Yeah, slowly. We're just like, let's just knock it out. Let's do it.
That is wild. You should be commended, rewarded, and because of that, I'm not going to make fun of you anymore this segment for your 401k.
Just this segment.
segment. Congratulations. Here's your reward.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
One other quick thing, which isn't always easy, but try to live below your means. And then she notes that once you start saving, it will be as addictive as spending.
That's never true.
I
bet you got addicted to saving when you were paying things down.
I just did it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
He was miserable.
I'd rather spend all day long every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. It's like working out. I don't get addicted to exercise. But I know I got to do it, so I do it.
Right.
Yeah, Susie Orman, we need to have a talk.
Orman, no tea.
Hey, whatever.
Okay. When you've been on stage, Bobby, like with the Raging Idiots, have y'all ever been hit by anything from a fan?
Underwear.
Someone has thrown underwear?
No one ever threw underwear. No, we've had people get in fights and had to call shows, and people said they're going to shoot up. I mean, we've had weird stuff, but nothing like that.
Well, Kane Brown got hit by a boot. And
are they trying to be fun
in an area where they didn't? You wouldn't want to get hit. But he was cool about it. He signed it and returned it to the fan. Here's the clip.
I'm looking at a video of it. I wonder if he said, "Hey, I'll sign it, toss it up here."
But then it hit him there.
This is a bad throw.
Yeah, because otherwise there'd be a lot of things coming at him right then.
Yeah.
I would just imagine that's what happened there.
Don't they do that thing? What's it called when they throw your boot up there and then drink the
shooey?
Artist...
Shooey.
Yeah, a shooey. Yeah. And they drink beer out of it.
Hey, dude, we were talking on the show about this boot hitting you in the balls. Sorry, and whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
And
okay.
What happened? Did someone just chunk a boot or did you say, hey, I'll sign it and they toss it to you? Because I kicked them out. They just throwing a boot up there. We're talking about it. Let me know. Thanks. See ya.
Is that a voice memo?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll get to the end of this. There's no way somebody just threw a boot. He signed it and gave it back if it was like just some idiot.
Okay, is that it?
The title of this article when I read it is all nuts.
Funny.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
He's a single dad. He's an artist. His name's Lucius Lure. He does have a bunch of followers on TikTok, like 72,000 or so. And he posts videos about the struggles of being a single parent. He documents the life with his kids while living in the van. And now he's like, my kids are getting older. I need a larger van. And so he needed to raise $6,000 so he could buy a larger van with a pop-up tent and kitchen so they could at least have a little place to cook. And so that's what's up. Posted it. Next thing you know, 2 million views, 12,000 comments, and over $17,000. Way past that $6,000 target. I mean, I would buy a van with like a big screen. Like if you had six budgeted, sure. Now you got 17.
Hey, upgrades.
Yeah, we go hard. We get lift kit. But you also got to take care of the kids for sure.
Yeah.
And so he's super gracious. Man, these TikTokers, they seem to give money to everything.
Yeah, man. We hear a lot of these stories.
It's like my dad's never sold a single book. He wrote it 10 years ago. He doesn't want to be a writer anymore because he's so sad that no one bought his first boom bestseller.
It's amazing.
We should do one. We don't have one single listener of this show.
No one's listening to us anymore.
No one. We used to have listeners. Who knows where this can take us? Okay, great story. Everybody on. I also feel like a lot of these TikTok stories are making the news now that are positive because they want TikTok to be seen as a positive thing.
Oh.
Because it's starting to be, it's China's way to get into us, into our guts here in America. And so now it's like the lottery with all their stories.
They're getting
good
us.
PR.
Yeah, China's got a really good PR team. I'm into it. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.